Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the snake pit, Snake.
Well, it is time for Snake Pit. I was supposed to do a 40-liner here, but I guess... Okay.
Go ahead. I'll allow you to do this within my pit.
Well, thank you. Ben and Skin will be at Courtesy Nissan tomorrow from 10 until noon. They will have ticket t-shirts for you to register to win, as well as Desperados tickets and Chipotle gift certificates as well. So go see them at Courtesy Nissan, Central and Campbell in Richardson tomorrow from 10 until noon. And now, with Snake Pit, here is Snake.
Now, when I last left Danny Paul last night, as we were leaving the station, I believe the last words he said to me were, "Are you getting ready to go lay down?" Because I was really tired, just exhausted from another hard day's work up at the station. And I was going to go to bed like at 10:30. Going to get a good quality night's sleep, get up, do a lot of stuff. So I'm watching the news, and I'm winding things down around 10:30, 10:45, and my cell phone rings. And the number was from a college friend of mine.
What a great story for the snake pit.
Thank you, Craig. I'm not real finished. I mean, it's not complete yet, but thank you.
Yeah, snake pit really works when we have tales of college friends in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I answer the phone, and I say...
Why?
Well, okay, would you have answered the phone?
No.
What time was it?
10:45.
Oh, dear.
Was it Huey?
It wasn't Huey. It was a college friend who lives in Albuquerque.
Mm.
So you would not have answered the phone?
No.
How about you?
If I was really tired, probably not.
I see that Albuquerque area code, and I know that's where my fifth ex-wife lives, so no, I'm not answering that.
Gracie?
I believe Jinger.
Jinger? So, I go, "Hey, man, what's going on?" He was like, "Well, I'm in Dallas." To which I immediately was just like, "Oh, no." And this is one of my good friends. This is one of my old roommates from college. I go, "What are you doing here?" And he was like, "Well, I was flying from Albuquerque to St. Louis and had a layover in Dallas, and my flight got canceled once we landed here because of the big weather." By the way, did you guys get a load of some of that thunder and lightning last night?
That was great, wasn't it?
God, that was violent. So his flight's canceled. He goes, "So I've been up here, and I got another flight that's going to leave in the morning at 7:40. I was like, "Okay. So
what's up?
What's going on?" He was like, "Well, I knew what he wanted. He wanted to come spend the night at my house."
Really?
Yes. So I was like, "Well, do you want to spend the night over here?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, that'd be great, man."
Oh, man.
Where was your wife? Was she already in bed?
She was getting ready for bed right then.
What was she wearing?
Well, that's not important right now.
I think it is.
A ski vest.
And nothing else.
That's it. And poles. So, I go, basically, you want me to come get you? Yeah.
Oh, no. At Love or DFW?
DFW.
Oh, God.
What a bad friend.
He is.
And what time was this again?
10:45.
And he's got an early flight out, so you probably got to turn around and get up super early.
Hold on to that thought.
Oh, no.
So, what would you guys have done if said friend from college called, he was stuck at the airport, he was going to either have to spend the night at the airport or come stay with you?
I'd have hung up on him and taken a hammer to my cell phone.
You would have gone and gotten him.
Yeah, I probably would have.
I would have tried to talk some logic into him first.
Well, what kind of logic?
Hey, man, look, I live in Rockwall, Texas. It's going to take me an hour to get where you are, and then your flight's you have to be there at least an hour before your flight.
He's been to my house probably two or three times, so he knows where I live.
Well, I moved to Rockwall a month ago. You haven't seen you haven't seen my new place yet. Just try and lay it out for him. You're going to get about 4 hours of sleep, and it's a pain in the ass to me. Grab a hotel.
What about you?
There is no way. First of all, that is a complete impossibility for me. Because not that many people have my cell phone number, and that's how you know that too many people have yours when you start getting calls like that.
He's a friend, one of my best friends.
Okay, give him your home number.
He's got it. He's got my home number.
All right, take them, change them both.
I want him to have my phone numbers. So I go out there and get him. I get to the airport around 11:20 or something like that. And he was like, man, I thank you so much. I owe you. You know, I owe you. I had seen him in like, last time I saw him was when we went to Colorado like 9 months ago or so. So he's like, let's go get a beer at least. Let's just go grab a beer.
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh.
I'm like, oh, I just want to go home. I go, so what, your flight's at 7:40? He's like, don't worry about it, man. You know, I'll get a shuttle. I'll get a shuttle. So I'm thinking, all right, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we're leaving the airport, and he's calling the super shuttle to make an appointment. And he was like, you know, gives my address and everything and what time he needs to be picked up, which is 5:30. And he was like, oh, you're all booked up? Oh, that sucks.
Oh, no.
This guy never heard of a cab?
Yeah.
So he said that he's like, don't worry about it, man. I'm going to take a cab. I go, man, I'll take you, Sean. I'll take you. Don't worry. And he was like, no. I'm not going to impose on you like that. I'll take a cab. So then when he gets in my car, he doesn't have any luggage or anything except a little case that looked like a dop kit.
Uh-oh.
And so we're about to my house, and no, because he wanted to go grab a beer. So we go to the Barley House, and he was like, can we stop at your house first so I can put this up? I go, what is that?
Why not just leave it in the car?
Yeah. He goes, well, it's elk meat.
What?
So he goes, yeah. He goes, I met this guy on my flight, and this guy was going to St. Louis, too, and, you know, the flight got canceled. And he had this elk meat, and he wanted to get a hotel room. Like, he wanted to share a hotel room. And I told him, no, I'm going to go try to meet up with a buddy of mine. And he goes, okay, well, if you do that, you mind putting this elk meat in his freezer so it doesn't go bad? So he was like, yeah, I guess. So
he's carrying some other guy's elk meat? God almighty.
This sounds like a dream.
Him, that's just random.
Nope.
So we have to go home before we go grab a beer so we can put the elk meat up so it doesn't go bad. So then we go to the Barley House and, you know, knock back 4 beers and look at my watch and it's 2:00.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And you went home and you were hungry, so you cooked the elk meat, right?
I was like, God, I wonder if I had some elk meat. So I set the alarm. I pull out the futon, and he's like, well, I need an alarm clock because I got to get up in like 2 hours, you know? So we set the alarm and everything, and he had a cab, and I heard him get up at, you know, 5 or so in the morning, and off he went.
At least you didn't have to take him.
No, I didn't have to take him, but...
Did he leave his meat?
No, he took his elk. Thank God.
How'd this all go over with your wife?
Well, she was asleep. I was like, I'm going to get Sean. She was like, yeah. I go, he'd do the same for me, I'm sure. And she's like, yeah, he probably would. So she didn't care.
Well, you're a good friend.
Yeah. Would you guys, though, take some random guy's elk meat?
No. No.
You?
I wouldn't get myself into any of this.
Yeah, wouldn't you just get a hotel instead of calling your friend if you don't really have that much time?
And doesn't the airline put you up?
Well, yeah, he said they didn't. It was American. He said they didn't put him up.
Really?
But maybe it's because it wasn't that long of a delay.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was like 24 hours or something.
So I just talked to him before I got up here, and he gets to the airport, and his 7:40 flight got canceled.
So you had to go back and get him?
Yeah.
Re-refrigerate the elk.
Yeah, what did he do about the elk meat? Did he give it to the guy?
Back to the guy, yeah.
God.
Yeah. Just random. And so now he woke up at 5 or 5:30 or whatever, and my dogs got out, you know, and they're making noise. And I didn't go back to bed till like 7:30.
Hmm.
Just horrible.
Did you have fun with him at least last night?
Yeah, it was nice catching up with him and everything. Yeah, we just sat there and had a couple beers, and you get to talking about randomoid stuff. And well, we got to the bar at like 12:20 after we refrigerated the elk.
Was the futon big enough for both of you?
Well, I didn't sleep with him.
Whatever.
Did you have to give him a pair of your dirty underwear?
No, it was funny, though, because not only he didn't have a toothbrush, he had nothing, and he just crashed out on my couch.
But he had elk meat.
But he had elk meat. He crashed out on my couch, like, fully clothed, and just got up and went as is to the airport.
The guy's going to call you in a month and go, man, I feel really bad. That wasn't elk meat. That was a pound of black tar heroin. I didn't want to say anything at the time, though. I didn't want to leave it in the car.
You've met this guy because he's gone to the last two OU Texas games with us. He's one of those guys who would just randomly show up.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, he's bald and has red hair around the sides, like all of his friends.
So there's a crazy story.
That's quite a snake pit, man.
Thank you.
That is explosive.
Man, that is. That's the best snake pit I've ever been in.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, Junior and I will discuss the goings-on in the association last night here on the ticket.